further surgery. Now, what do our peers think? Well, the Sloan Project asked individual breast screening units what they considered to be an acceptable final margin for DCIS. And on the left-hand side, we can see what they suggested was an acceptable margin, which in about 11% of cases was greater than 10 millimetres, and in 89% of cases was between 1 and 9. But actually what happened in fact was that 8% of patients had a smaller spinal radial margin of excision, which was in fact less than a millimetre. So what's happening on the ground is different to what's happening in theory.